Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Thank you so much for joining me here tonight. I'm Denise Bowles, and you are on the show for tonight, Awake in Birth 2017. Tonight's show is really special because I feel as though there's a shift and a change of energy when it comes to birth work, and it's really moving at a nice, wonderful pace, filled with new adventures, filled with very positive connections, and I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited to be a part of this and to actually bring this show on for our listeners so that everyone else could be on board with this, because this movement is going to be a long-standing tradition of promoting change as well as awareness. So tonight we're talking about the March for Moms that's occurring Mother's Day weekend, from May 12th all the way through to Sunday the 14th. And it's happening in Washington, D.C. And this is really, really exciting. And I'm really, really proud to be a Dona doula, because Dona has so generously become a sponsor for this event. So we're going to talk about this tonight. We're going to talk about the role of advocacy and where this is happening and why is it happening now here in birth work, as well as Dona's involvement and how radical and how cool this all is. The call-in number to be on the show tonight is 323-870-3891. It's 323-870-3891. I regrettably have to announce that Ginger Breadlove could not join us. She's very busy as the founder and facilitator of this huge event. She's in constant meetings and getting everything ready for the event that's taking place the end of the week. But I'm so happy and so really excited to have two of my board members on board with me tonight to talk about this. As a matter of fact, we may have some more surprise callers coming through. I have Melissa Hartley. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Affairs for Dona International, and she is just a ball of fire, and she's actually attending the event, and I'm so very jealous that she's going, but I know she's going to have a lot to share with us and a lot of great pictures and a lot of great connections. Also, Reveille Sinclair is joining us again. She's the Intercultural Director for Dona International, and Reveille is also a resident down in Washington, and she will be going to the event too. So this is really awesome that two of our Dona board members will be going to the event to see how the sponsorship is working and to see the evolution of where this movement is going for women when it comes to maternal health. Melissa and Reveille, are you with me?
I'm here.
Yay! I'm glad you both could make it. This was kind of a last-minute thing. We had to shuffle a lot of things around. I also do apologize. I tried to get some more of the actual speakers for the actual event to come on, but it was such short notice, and everyone's running around trying to get all the details together. But I'm really looking forward to having you both come back and talk post-event, so we can really get the juicy details, because you both will be eyes and ears on the ground there for Dona. So I'm really looking forward to the follow-up show to this one next week. I want to start with Melissa really quickly. Melissa, this is your first time on the radio show, and I'm welcoming you with open arms, and I'm so excited for you. Melissa, could you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself as far as your work as a birth educator, a birth advocate, and your position with Dona, and how this is very exciting for you?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. It is very exciting to be a part of this movement that we have going on right now in the birth world. I became a birth doula with Dona International in 2002, was certified in 2003, and then became a Lamaze childbirth educator in 2005. And since then, I've been working as a birth doula and as a childbirth educator, teaching classes in various venues. I became a doula trainer with Dona International in 2009. And during that time, I felt a kind of a call into leadership. And so I started working on various committees with Dona International, like certification or education. And then I joined as the Florida SPAR. I did that for 6 years. And then I became the Southwest Regional Director on the Board of Directors a few years ago, and shifted into Director of Marketing and Public Relations last year. So I've been in this position on the board for about 18 months. And since then, Dona has had a tremendous, just a beautiful transformation with our new website and our new branding, and we're moving into a really neat and wonderful direction with advocacy, and we're getting into some of the issues that are so important. DONA has had a long history of supporting various issues as they've come up, whether it be getting the word doula into the dictionary or working with the Blueprint Action in 2010 or working with Coalition for Improving Maternity Services, KIMS, or so many different initiatives over the years. But this one feels a little bit different to me. It feels a little bit like we are taking some really big and real steps as an organization on behalf of our members and doulas to make a difference for families and for maternal health. So I'm so thrilled. I woke up this week thrilled about the march. I'm just ecstatic to even be able to go. So thank you so much for having me and for highlighting this march and this important cause.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so very much. It's just really exciting. I know that you're going to take a lot of information in and share it with everyone once you get back, Melissa. And I'm very excited for you because to go in there and just hit the ground running, you're very good at that. So I'm really looking forward to the follow-up show because I know you're going to have so much to share. Before I have Reve speak, I just want to back up for a minute and talk about the summary that I included here on the show tonight. As far as why is this whole thing so important anyway? I'm sure a lot of people are like, yeah, okay, it's another march, but why is it so important? It's important because it basically is really following on a chain of events that's happening in Washington that's really gone back for a couple of years. And last year we had a couple of very pivotal events happening in Washington, you know, with the girls' empowerment. We had the March for Women. We had a lot of things happening, and it's following in a really nice succession that I really am enjoying and I'm actually relieved about because I didn't want anything to be a one-shot hit, a one-shot wonder kind of thing. So this is so important. The United States has witnessed a rise in mothers dying in childbirth or due to pregnancy-related causes. There are many reasons for this increase, including poor access to health care, discrimination, lack of information about family planning options, and health care provider shortages, among others. Due to these barriers, the U.S. has the highest maternal mortality out of every industrialized country. So think about that. We are one of the superpowers, and yet when it comes to maternal health, our statistics are dismal, and that's a challenge. And I'm really glad to see that now this is being noticed by many people. Maternal deaths for American Indian or Native Alaskan Native and non-Hispanic Black women is 3 to 4 times more likely to happen compared to white women. So over 50% of maternal deaths are preventable. We want your help to raise awareness, including the need for statewide maternal/fetal mortality review boards. So this is something that's coming across now. It's not just a statistic to get grant funding. It's not just a statistic to get people incited for a moment, and then once the moment is over, it's gone. This, I feel, is a really nice wave that's growing and picking up. And it's really addressing the core things that many of us have been addressing for so long. And this is my perfect segue to have Reve Sinclair come in. Reve is our intercultural director here at DONA International, and she's a phenomenal woman, and she's been doing a lot of this advocacy work and awareness and education for a long time. Reve, thanks for coming on, and could you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself as well, please?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I became a birth doula. It's been 14 years that I embarked on this journey. And I stumbled upon it out of being a massage therapist and being called a doula when I was attending births with some of my massage clients who were pregnant, and I was doing a lot of pregnancy massage. And I just did what a lot of our families have done. You're like, what is that word? What does doula mean? And I had to look it up on the internet, and I stumbled upon this as a career path. So 14 years later, here I am working with DONA International as their intercultural director, and I couldn't be happier. I mean, I think this is the perfect time for me to serve this organization in such a way. And I think, Denise, to answer your question, or Melissa mentioned, you know, this is such a different time. Yes, Doan International has been involved in advocacy efforts for years. But this time is a little bit different, and it's because the world is watching. Today and now, and, you know, we have social media. We can see what's happening in Australia. We see lawmakers at work with their babes at the breast doing their jobs, being empowered. They're doing their jobs. And we can see what people, how people are birthing in the UK. We can see the access to midwives in other countries. We can see what maternity leave looks like in other countries. And we can also see what it is and isn't here in the United States. And so I think the fact that social media brings us right into people's living rooms and people are speaking to their experiences, it really highlights the stark difference between the way that families are treated in their childbearing years here in the United States versus other places in the world. And so you're right, there's sort of this wave of standing up and stepping up and saying, this is not okay, we need better, we deserve better, we are demanding better. And so I think that March for Moms is falling right in line in terms of that nice succession of people standing up and voicing their concerns.
Yes. Absolutely. I think, like I said earlier, too, it's just a continuation that the issues of being awake and saying, okay, as you just said, Ravee, this is not enough. This is not good standards. We can do better. And to really keep that momentum going, I think it's very, very important. So What I'm really excited about, too, is the fact that I just feel that Doan is taking the lead with this as far as being a doula organization that's participating in such an event like this. I don't know if there's any other doula organization that is participating or doing anything to the extent of sponsorship that Doan is doing. Melissa or Ravee, do you know if there's any other doula organizations that are participating in this event?
I haven't seen any, but you know, certainly there are quite a few out there now, dual organizations. So there could be one, but I do know that Doan has definitely taken a huge step toward adding our support to the march. And if you look at the partners page on the March for Moms website, it is truly amazing to see the organizations that have come together in support of this cause. And maybe someone could correct me if I'm wrong, but maybe this might be the first time where we've really had all of these key stakeholders together at the same table, having some really, really important events and big movements. So I think we're going to witness history this weekend when we see the various, you know, ACOG, ACNM, Lamaze, Doan International, Childbirth Connection, March of Dimes. There's so many organizations that are coming together for this one event. So I'm excited for doulas to actually have our seat at the table.
Yes, and I'm really excited, as you said, Melissa, that the mosaic of participants is really inspiring, because for a long time, a lot of us have been working in these silos of, you know, I'm over here, you're over there. So the fact that we're all coming together like this, I think it's setting a nice precedent for future interactions and working across the aisle with other birth work entities that are out there that are really doing this work, so that they can say, hey, you know what, Doan, I met them. I know what they're doing. I met them at the march. Let's pull them in on this project, or let's invite them to present on this. And I think that's really a great door opener, and I'm very excited about that. Very excited
Me too.
About that. Yeah, Ravee, I wanted to talk because of your role in Doan, you have so many roles, and you are such a star with the intercultural work, which is really keeping a lot of balls up in the air at once, no pun intended, because of the fact that, you know, we're talking about this whole cultural shift in awareness when it comes to birth. What do you feel that the issues with this march is really working along with the DONA representation of you being the intercultural director. How do you feel that that's working?
So I think it's like I said, it's such perfect timing. And we've been laying the foundation for launching our advocacy committee for a number of months now. We spoke about it at our board meeting last summer and really started kind of putting in the work and creating a structure through which we can start to address some of the issues that are so critical and near and dear to my heart. So this March for Moms ties in perfectly in terms of timing, but it also ties in just into the subject matter. So talking about health disparities, talking about the inequities in healthcare, those show up for women of culture, women of color, people who are birthing who are not identified as women. These issues show up all the time. So our doulas, our membership, are navigating around, you know, the shortfalls of the system. And I think, like you said, we've been working in our own, you know, way, in our own, you know, businesses or agencies or whatnot, doing the best that we can, doing great work, making a difference for those families. And yet it's great to have a highlight. It's really powerful to have a spotlight put on these two particular issues. DONA International, under our advocacy committee, we have a subcommittee on health disparities, healthcare disparities. And so we're looking at the numbers and we're saying, yeah, so we do have, you know, people who identify as white, they are dying in tremendous numbers, higher than they should be, of course, in the United States. But then when we take that base number and we can see what's happening with indigenous people, with Native Americans, with Hispanic Americans, African Americans, I mean, the numbers are just rising as I go down that list in terms of how many women are dying in the childbearing year and how many babies are not surviving that first year. So we need the spotlight on this issue. I'm so glad that DONA International has been laying the foundation to start talking about this within our organization and finding strategies for how doulas make a difference and how we can start employing the strategies. Like in my business practice, I have strategies that I shared with you on the show, on the last show, about what I do for my families of color. But there are other people who are doing the same thing. So we're really looking forward to putting together our strategies and creating a template, creating some resources for doulas around the world for how you can really make a difference, make an impact. So I'm loving the timing of all of this because we get a spotlight on some really critical issues that we're starting to work on within our organization.
Yes, yes. And now, Melissa, I know as the Director of Marketing and PR, how do you feel about the fact or the fact that these agencies are now coming together, like you said earlier in the show, everyone's being seated at the table. What do you think is going to happen now with DONA being at the table with Lamaze and with ACOG and all these other groups? Do you see where there will be a continued relationship besides this one event this weekend coming up where DONA will have more interaction with these other entities in birth work?
I think that's the goal in general, is to keep the conversation going. I hope that this is just a starting point, a jumping point. DONA has been working with Lamaze International in partnership with conferences and all kinds of things over the years, but this is probably one of the first times, I believe, that some of these other organizations have also experienced DONA International. So we're really thrilled to bring forward the message about doula support, doula work. Reve and I have been working on kind of our signs that we're going to be bringing, because every good march has really good signs, right? And one of our signs just simply says, doulas improve outcomes, because we want that message to get out there and help the world see that, you know, doulas can play a really important part. And that's one of the things I love about what the founders are doing here. The founders of March for Moms came together and they knew that if we could get all of these great organizations together and we could all move together, many voices make such a bigger difference than one voice. And so I see this as a jumping off point.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to add that. We've been Dawn International has been at the table with a few of these organizations before. Virginia Reifenbach, our president, and I attended the Maternity Care Caucus meeting last fall, and we'll continue to join that group where we sat around and we were really all trying to understand what this new landscape would be with the new presidential administration. And how it would impact some of the things that have been built into the Affordable Care Act, the health plans, and how like things like breastfeeding and some of the other the coverage that people were finally starting to get. That's one of the issues that's highlighted in March for Moms is, you know, this lack of access to care. So there's a gap, and I think that we see with the vote on the Hill last week it's very probable that we're going to see that gap widen, where we were starting to really make some strides and see a tremendous amount of difference. We were in a really good momentum. We may all find some of that growth and that progress be arrested. And we were sitting around the room with midwives being represented. ACOG was present, March of Dimes, Lamaze. So there were a lot of maternal health organizations at the caucus and who are actively participating. And Dawn International will continue to attend the caucus meetings and provide perspective in terms of the work that we do as doulas. So we'll continue to bring our members' concerns forward in that way. So I do see that this is a layering. The march is a layering of what we'll continue to do through the Maternity Care Caucus.
Wonderful.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, so do either of you know, like, all of the actual activities that are going to be taking place at this event for the next couple of days?
Yes,
yeah.
And I'm thrilled about them. on Friday, we are going to participate in a lobby day on the Hill with various representatives from the many organizations, or really from anyone. You don't even have to be, I think, under an organization to be a part of the lobbying process. They are welcoming whoever wants to join in on the volunteers page that can get an appointment with their representative to jump in and talk about these key issues. So we're going to be doing that on a Friday morning. I have an appointment with my senator, and we're going to be talking about all of the key issues that are meaningful and impactful to maternal health, whether it be a perinatal depression or the mortality rates, things like that. But then in the afternoon, there'll be a congressional briefing that Dawn International is actually sponsoring. Because when the March for Moms folks approached us, one of the things that they said was that they knew that we had a new desire that has kind of been, we've been working on for the last year to really kind of jump into advocacy in a fresh way and a more prominent way, because that actually came from our member survey that we did last year. Early in the year, we asked our members kind of across the organization, what's important to you? And they gave us several really key important things that were that they hold really value in. And that's things like they wanted to know about maternal health care issues. They wanted to know about, they wanted Dawn to be speaking out on some of these issues. So we took that and then started this plan, as Rave has mentioned. And at the same time, we kind of organically had Dr. Neil Shah in our actual conference in Seattle. He was brought in as a speaker. And Dr. Shah and several members had several good conversations about the work that he's doing. His session was titled "The Lowering This," I think, "The Cesarean Pandemic," or, you know, kind of bringing awareness to the fact that the cesarean rate is varies so widely from hospitals, from 7% to 70%, depending on which hospital you walk into. And he's been really working to bring awareness to that. So in our conversations in Seattle, he learned about, you know, our efforts for advocacy. And then when he came to us, he said, we really think that Dawn would be a great partner in this specific way, which is through the congressional briefing. So on Friday, there's going to be an opportunity for Congress and those that are that would like to come have been invited to basically sit in the room and hear from speakers from the March for Moms. Donna sponsored that particular portion of the weekend. And then, Reve, do you want to tell them about Sunday, the March day?
Oh, sure. So on Sunday, we're gathering at the Jefferson Memorial, and we are celebrating Mother's Day with family. So they're encouraging all of us to bring our lunch and to bring your chairs, bring your sunglasses, and we're gonna sit out. And there is a list of speakers. I don't have those in front of me, but there are at least a list of speakers who will be talking with us on the issues and really helping to educate us, but get us fired up around topics. So that's from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the Jefferson Memorial. So please come out, join us, enjoy the day with families who are concerned in the same ways that you're concerned and who are interested in taking action through the various organizations. There are quite a few sponsors, so I think lots of us are going to have our members out there. So I will say that if we have any of our Donor International members who are living in the D.C., Virginia, Maryland area, if you are flexible in your plans on Sunday, please come join us. Melissa and I will be there. She's bringing her son, her 18-year-old son. We'll be there with her right on the hill. And we will be hanging out and listening and figuring out ways that we can get involved personally, but then also organizationally in starting to address these issues on a larger scale.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I'm really excited about that because that's another step in growth and really building an institution. I've learned how to lobby from other institutions that were focused on women's reproductive health when I was an employee with them, and it's a rewarding thing. I see this with Donna because we have doulas across this nation where we could have a national doula lobbying day where we go to our state representatives and we, you know, lobby about this. I'm very excited about it because I think it's time that it happens. It has been happening on very isolated events where birth workers have been lobbying, but I think now that we're all coming together, I think this is going to be really, really very impactful and very promising as far as the future. What I want to do, though, is I want to play the devil's advocate here for a minute, and I want to just ask the both of you, you know, there's this feeling that's out there that doulas are supposed to just be holding hands and comforting, and for us to step over into the role of advocacy, it's almost, some people think that it may be a threat. I don't, of course. I see it whereas, you know, we're educators, we're advocates, and we're also providing a valuable service to women and their families. What do both of you feel about the fact that now we're stepping into more advocacy and political position here with Donna and with doula work?
Do you want me to take that, Melissa?
Yes. Why don't you start with that one?
Okay. I'm just going to, you know, take a stab at it and say I think a lot of us have been doing, you know, advocacy work in our own way for a long time. I don't think that this is really new. You know, I think that we go into this work and we do hold hands. We absolutely do provide reassurance. We provide and share our experience to help families make it through, you know, through a birth or through a postpartum period. But in our own way, little by little, we are advocating, you know, for better outcomes. We want our families to be treated better from a particular institution or by a particular care provider. Absolutely. So I think that we're doing this anyway. As an organization, I feel our members did ask for this. They've asked for us to take the lead. We have the opportunity. These were opportunities that came to us. You know, March for Moms came to us. And so there's almost no way that after getting a survey, you know, survey results from thousands of our members, that when an opportunity like this comes that we're going to say no, because we've already heard from our membership to say, we want to get involved. There are meaningful ways that we can make an impact on birth outcomes. And it's because our doulas, they knew the numbers. We see right up close what is happening to families during birth. And sometimes it's tough to swallow. And sometimes we're screaming on the inside while we're holding hands and wiping brows. And so this is an opportunity for our membership to get more involved and to start making a change or making an impact on another level. So we're happy, I think, to become a part of that, of this process, and to help facilitate and bring information to our members. I don't think our goal is to be political, and yet we have seen over the years in this new climate, this new world that we live in, it is really challenging to it's like trying to avoid the glass, the broken glass on the floor, trying not to step on a piece. It's really hard to avoid those political spaces. So we found that this particular opportunity is broad enough, and although it's in Washington, D.C., is nonpartisan is really what I want to say. I wouldn't say it was bipartisan, but it's nonpartisan. People, no matter what your politics, are navigating the challenges of our institutions, and we're all impacted when mothers die. You might not be a part of that population that has the, dying at four times the white identified person's rate of death, but the white identified person is dying too. I mean, our numbers are off the charts. So when mothers are, when birthing people are taken away from their families, they're buried earlier than they should, or when people are experiencing trauma in our institutions, or when people have to get up and go to work a 1 week after childbirth because they have no maternity leave, when there is no support in our country for families, just on a basic level that I've just spoken about, we're all affected. And so I think that our goal is to address the issues and not, talk, about political parties or who's in office or who isn't in office. I think we're there to advocate and support families and speak to the issues. And so I think we're going to continue to do that in our organization.
Right. And that's why I'm very excited, because, yes, I really and truly do enjoy being a doula. I feel as though I'm making a positive impact one family at a time for future generations. But at the same time, I know that there's something more that can be done. And for me, just to support that pregnancy, support that labor, support that birth, and get up and get my pat on the head and go home, I don't think that's being as effective or really that's not enough. So I'm really excited to hear, that this is something more to just, rather than just supporting that birth, there's another side to this that I really think, like you said, Rave, we grit our teeth, but we're still wiping that brow. We see a lot of things that are going on in that labor and delivery room or that birth period. So I'm really excited about that. I think we also have another donor member who's joining us, and this is one of our presidents. Anna Paula, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Wonderful, wonderful. This is a really nice surprise, everybody. We have one of our presidents here from Donor International. She's a Latina, and this is Anna Paula, and I'm really excited that she was able to jump on, because Anna Paula, I really would like you to just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and about the advocacy work that you are leading this committee on, and how exciting that is. So I would really appreciate if you can talk about that. We have about 10 minutes left of the show, so I know you have plenty of time to say what you need to say.
Oh, thank you so much, Denise. It's a wonderful pleasure to be here. I'm so excited to be listening and hear about all of you, Donna, wonderful representatives, in such an important time. I agree with everything that has been said, that this time we are in such an important time that all of those things come together, that doulas have grown as a professional. We don't really have to be fighting for that recognition as professionals anymore. And that, you know, we can recognize that doulas individually have done great work in growing their practices and you know, becoming successful in their own way. And yet, just like what you just said, that is still not enough, because we do work in a field that we see so much disparity, and we see it in the field, in our day-to-day life. And we do have to find ways to make effective change, not just, you know, in one small effort in a little community here or there, or in a city there, or in a hospital there. We really need to get together and share some of the accomplishments that we have been done separately and together in a collaboration, discover ways that we could potentially take these to different platforms and reach more people. And yeah, you know, like the conversation about doulas holding hands and supporting each other, you know, I think like that there is a balance there. We don't necessarily need always to agree in all of these issues, but we do need a safe space to disagree, so that we can, you know, talk things through and offer different perspectives. And I think that's really what Doula International has been doing, is really listening to our members, discussing it with all of our leadership, with our local leaders, and with our board of directors, and, you know, finding ways that we would be able to support as many people as possible in you know, what would the majority is asking for. And for anybody that has done any kind of advocacy work, you know, like, you don't change things from day to night. You know, it's really, it takes a lot of time and patience and collaboration and compromise. So looking from an outside, sometimes it may feel like not enough is being done. But as Reve said, you know, Doula International has been talking about this for so long and making as much effort as we can. The beautiful thing about right now is the awareness that, you know, people have, that I would say even 2-3 years ago, they didn't have. Mainstream did not know about health disparities as, you know, everybody does today, or we hope so, because, you know, the time has come that it's not an option.
Yeah.
If you want to be on the table, you have to lean in, you have to learn, you have to humble yourself, you have to read, you have to educate, and then you have to move on to action, you know, and that's what this is for me.
So, Anna Paula, I'm very excited, and I feel your excitement, and I just want the listeners to know how diverse this call is. Tonight, so far on the show, we have 2 African-Americans. We have a registered Native American of the Cherokee lineage, and we also have Anna Paula Markell, who's a Latina. Anna Paula, could you just briefly talk about this new advocacy position and committee that Doula International has now basically initiated?
Yes, absolutely. So this has been a joint effort for now in between board members in bringing together topics that we feel were relevant for our doulas, for Doula International members, but also for the community at large. So, you know, the doulas that we serve as a board, but also the mothers and families that these doulas serve. So what we have done so far is divided this advocacy committee in different categories, because, you know, if you think about advocacy in regards to doulas or birth professional or, you know, just birth and disparities in general, the categories can get quite confusing. So wonderful work that actually Reve has done is to put together all these main topics and divide them into what will be subcommittees. So we are, you know, we have a subcommittee that will talk more about some, you know, legislation and some possible efforts that we could do to help families and doulas. We are talking about people of color and disparities. Then we would have another subcommittee that will be focused on research and data collection. Another one that will talk about third-party reimbursement. So these are all pressing issues for doulas, and we can't tackle all of them together or just with one person. So the idea would be to have a chair for this committee, and we are about to announce that position very soon, and then have co-chair leading the subcommittee so we can get organized and really make an effort, because otherwise, you know, all this excitement that I have, it can't stay only in conversation. We really have to find effective ways to move this forward. So far what the board has done is, you know, do the best that we can in efforts in moving things forward and in the best way that we could so far, but we feel the momentum and the need and the desire to create change, we better get ourselves organized. And I think that's really a key thing here is, you know, making sure that this is efficient.
Wonderful, wonderful. So we have about 4 minutes left. I just want to wrap it up by saying, you know, I'm very proud of Donna for stepping out. I'm very proud of Donna for evolving into these new positions that are necessary and for actually listening to the members when the questionnaire was sent out. You've taken that information very seriously. I would like for our listeners to also know that if you cannot participate with the march, could you please donate? You can just go to marchformoms.org. They have the page set up where you can make a small donation. Whatever you could afford would be great. I made a donation because I'm following several of my clients over the weekend with births, so I don't think I can physically be there. But I figured the couple of dollars that I could let go of would definitely be of help and to continue to perpetuate that support. I'm really, really proud that both Ravee and Melissa will be there, and I know we're going to have an awesome kick-butt show coming up after the event to talk about all the things that we have witnessed and all the wonderful sharing and a lot of what's to come with Donna. So I'm really very excited. It was an honor to do this show tonight with all of you here, and I think this is just really the start of something that is going to be long and wonderful. It is my goal one day to actually see that there is a doula or a birth work lobbying day where we go to each of our states and each to our senators and congressmen and our assemblymen and actually lobby about this, and I'm really looking forward to that. And it's like a dream come true for me, and I'm really glad to be here. We have about 2 minutes left. If there's any one of you ladies would like to wrap it up for us and tell our listeners anything else that you'd like them to know, now's the time. Paula, Ravee, or Melissa, either one of you?
Melissa?
I want to say that there are a few other ways that people can get involved. So we'd love to see you out on the Jefferson with us, but if you can't, like you said, you could donate. You can also jump in on social media and start sharing the event and sharing the key issues. There's a great – the March for Moms website is amazing. They did such a good job on it. It has an information packet you can download. It talks all about the different issues and gives statistics and information there. Somebody – you might want to write a blog post about it and put it on your website or one of the things that we are toying with doing is maybe bringing some names on our posters of some of the doulas that say, I really want to be there, but I can't, you know, actually be there in person. So jump in the conversation with us online, and let's have a fabulous March Mother's Day weekend all over the world.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I think, Melissa, I think we're going to go Facebook Live. And to bring our members, we're going to try and bring you guys to the Jefferson Memorial with us as much as we can. So if you want your names on the poster, and if you want your name right there as we go forward with the rally, please message us. So I think we have a couple of March for Moms posts. Put your name and say, I want my name and I want my name on the sign, and we'll bring you to
nice,
DC with us.
Nice. Well, I definitely want my name on the sign,
I have
too.
One more.
Yes.
I have one more thing.
Yes.
So something else you can do if you really want to get involved is to look up who your representatives are, and you can send them an email and say, you know what, this is happening. An organization that I'm a member of is going to be a part of it. Are you aware of it? Are you aware of the issues? You can link out to the March for Moms page, and you can invite your representatives wherever you are for the U.S. folks to jump in to either attend the march or to attend the congressional briefing, which they've already been invited to. So
if we get all the
constituents out there emailing, then, you know, they might be even more apt to attend.
Okay. Wonderful, ladies. We have 9 seconds left. I just want to thank you all for joining us on this show. And please look forward to our follow-up show for the March for Moms post-show, where we're going to have a lot of good stuff to talk about. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This is Denise Bowles with Awake and Birth. Take care and get there to Moms March for Moms for Mother's Day weekend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Denise.